Well, welcome back to Be Part. In today's episode, we are diving into an essential topic for anyone in the healthcare sector, nursing English. We will focus on key phrases, vocabulary that can make your job easier, more effective when giving patient instructions. So whether you are working in a hospital, in a clinic, or any healthcare setting, well, knowing the right words and phrases in English can make all the difference.
Absolutely, Johnny. So today we'll guide you through some vocabulary that will save you when you're interacting with patients, all the way from basic instructions to medical terms. This episode is packed full with practical language you can start using right away.
Muy bien, y amigos, si estáis escuchando este podcast y queréis aprender inglés con nosotros, incluido inglés business como este, dedicado pues, al mundo de la enfermería y de la medicina, pues podéis empezar un curso con nosotros cuando queráis. Tenemos cursos desde 39 euros al mes, con clases grupales, con clases grabadas, con un campus fantástico y, por supuesto, también podéis editar alguna clase con cualquiera de nuestros profes. Bueno, Matthew, vamos a hacer un fictional dialogue. Creo que tú vas a estar enfermito en el hospital. Y yo soy enfermero, Matthew.
Oh, wow. Vale, okay, Johnny, no problem. Let's have a look. Oh, hi, nurse. I'm feeling a bit dizzy and weak.
Oh, well, Mr. Thompson, I'm going to take your vital signs now. I'll check your blood pressure and heart rate, so please stay still for a moment.
Okay, thank you. Should I be worried?
Oh, don't worry. We are just going to monitor your vitals. Have you had any medical conditions in the past? I don't know, like high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, I don't have anything like that. But I've been feeling this way since this morning.
All right, so we will get some tests done. I'm going to check your blood sugar level now. Have you eaten today?
No, I haven't. I didn't feel like eating.
Okay, we'll take that into account. I'll get the doctor to check your results and as soon as possible.
Thank you for explaining everything so clearly, nurse.
Well, you're welcome. We'll keep you updated. Please try to relax, and I'll be right back with your test results.
Okay, there we go. Good. Johnny, you're a very professional nurse.
Oh, yes.
I have to admit. Okay. Well, let's have a look at the dialogue we used there. Let's break it down a little bit, some of the key phrases. Some phrases that you will hear commonly in nursing and in healthcare situations. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the slide that Johnny's put up there. The first one we're going to talk about is vital signs. Vital signs. Now, this really is a key term for the measurements of a patient's health. That would include blood pressure, the heart rate, respiratory rate, and the oxygen saturation. Normally, nurses and doctors, they will check the vital signs frequently so they can assess the overall condition of the patient. So you might hear the doctor saying, I'm going to check your vital signs now. Just a quick check of your temperature, blood pressure, and pulse. It's something that nurses do regularly. So if you understand these terms, it will help you to communicate clearly with the patient. And as we can see in the slide that Johnny's got there, and I think you said this in the dialogue, Johnny, often the nurse or the doctor will say, please stay still while I take your vital signs.
That's right, Matthew. Great. And we have another one here, just blood pressure, heart rate. Well, blood pressure refers to the force of blood against the walls of the arteries, while heart rate measures the number of beats of your heart it makes per minute. So nurses will regularly measure this to monitor your health. And a typical phase could be, well, I need to check your blood pressure and heart rate. Well, and maybe you could hear something like, or you could say something, well, your heart rate is a little high. We'll keep an eye on it.
Very good, Johnny. Very good. So let's move on to medical conditions, different conditions you will probably experience or face if you're working in a healthcare environment. Health issues refer to things such as hypertension, which is high blood pressure, diabetes, or maybe asthma. And it's really important to know the patient's medical conditions so that you can understand any potential complications. So here's the vocabulary a nurse might need. Questions like, do you have any known medical conditions, such as high blood pressure or diabetes? And a suggested sentence, do you have any medical conditions we should be aware of, like allergies, heart problems, diabetes? Or maybe, can you tell me about any pre-existing medical conditions you have?
Great. And then we have another one, just blood sugar. Well, this is a term to measure, used to measure the amount of glucose in the blood. And for example, no, you could say something where we are going to check your blood sugar level now, or your blood sugar seems a little high, I let the doctor know.
Good, Johnny. Now, one you used in the conversation, in the dialogue, was stay still. Stay still. And it's a common instruction given during procedures, maybe when the nurse or doctor is checking for the vital signs or taking blood samples. And it's important to say this clearly. It can be difficult to say. So maybe an example would be, stay still, please, while I take your blood pressure. And we've got a couple of examples on the slides there. Stay still while I take your blood pressure. It's very important to get an accurate reading. Or maybe, can you stay still for a moment while I draw some blood?
Good. And then we have one more. Just I think the nurse just mentioned this before, no, to the patient. I get the doctor to check your results. So this phrase shows that you are collaborating with the medical team. Shows the patient about the next steps, and it's important to reassure the patient while also letting them know what's happening. So for instance, expressions like, well, let me check your results, I'll get the doctor to review them, or the doctor will be with you shortly to go over the results, could be nice expressions.
Really useful. And Johnny, we have some bonus phrases now. Some extra ones. These could be really useful if you're dealing with patients in a hospital. The first one, we're going to run some tests now.
All right, good. So this phrase is useful when you're preparing a patient for test. So you can say something, we're going to run some tests to check for any underlying issues. We have another one, I'll help you to get comfortable. That's a good one.
That's a nice one, Johnny. That relaxes the patient, shows that you are attentive to the patient's comfort, and especially important if they're feeling pain or they're in distress. Well, maybe we could say, I'll help you get comfortable while we wait for the doctor. Or we could ask the question, do you have any pain or discomfort?
Yeah, that's a good one. No, it just helps assess pain levels and the needed treatment options. Something like, do you have any pain or discomfort anywhere? Good. So, how would you say in English, esta es nuestra frase, te la ha preguntado el nurse, ¿no? ¿Ha comido hoy? Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know, Johnny, we always seem to record these podcasts at mediodía, ¿no?
Cuando it's true.
Acabamos hablando de la comida y, bueno, anyway, seguimos. If you're enjoying this pod and you want to improve your nursing English, well, please don't forget to give us a like. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and turn on those notifications so that you won't miss out on any more of our upcoming episodes. And if you want to improve your English, then now is a great time. No? August, September, everybody's thinking about studying, going back to school. Well, why not improve your English with us here at TrainLang for €39 a month? What an amazing deal. Huh? And that gives you access to the campus, to group classes. You can see, I think literally without exaggerating, thousands of recorded classes. So there's so much you get access to for just €39 a month.
Great. So now that we have covered some essential nursing phrases, maybe we can dive deeper into some other expressions that could be extremely useful when you are working with patients, no? Especially if you are going to give some instructions. So maybe we could start with the first one.
Johnny. Okay, this is a really nice one because normally patients are feeling a little bit anxious or nervous, so we want to show empathy and be reassuring. Really, in nursing, empathy is crucial. So here's a few phrases that demonstrate compassion and can help you reassure the patient. For example, we could say, I understand this may be uncomfortable, but we'll make it as quick as possible. Well, how about this one? I know you're feeling anxious, but we're here to take care of you. Or we can give encouragement, reassurance by, you're doing great. Please hang in there and I'll be right back with your results. Well, this can just help the patient to feel calm and reassure them that they're in good hands.
Exactly. And when patients are scared or in pain, it's also essential to use calming language. You could say something like, well, we are taking good care of you. Don't worry. So I might relax a little bit the patient.
Yeah, that's a good one, Johnny. I like that. Very important to provide clear instructions about the procedure so the patient understands. And here are some simple ways to do that. For example, please lie down and stay still while I prepare the equipment. Or maybe I need you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Or how about this one? Let me help you move to a more comfortable position. Now, all of those examples provide clear direction so that the patient understands what they need to do. And really, it's important to give instructions that are clear so that we avoid any confusion, especially during important medical procedures.
Right. So you should always check for understanding after giving instructions. So an important question could be, do you understand the steps I just explained? Let me know if you need further clarification. Well, that ensures that the patient feels empowered and fully informed about the situation and the care.
Yeah, really good, Johnny. Okay, so how do we manage patient concerns, or how do we answer questions they ask? Well, it's true, they often have many concerns and questions, so very important to acknowledge them and then to address them. Here's a couple of suggestions. We could say, I understand you have some concerns about this procedure. Let me explain it in more detail. Or maybe a common one, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. I'll make sure you understand everything before we proceed. And this one's a nice one. It's completely normal to feel a little nervous. We will walk you through it step by step. So all three of those examples, they provide comfort and they let the patient know that their concerns are being taken seriously.
Very good, huh? And also it's important to explain the rights to the patient. So in nursing, obtaining the informed consent from patients is a critical part of the care. And here are some useful phrases you could use. No? For example, before we proceed, I need to explain the procedure and get your consent. And maybe another one could be, I'm going to need your permission before we can begin the treatment. Are you okay with that? So phrases like this ones make sure the patient that he's aware of what is happening, and they can give the explicit consent consent on the procedure.
Good, Johnny. Now, we talked a lot about the words and the vocabulary. Let's think about the tone. We need to have the right tone, especially in challenging situations, because maybe the patient is frustrated or feeling scared. So we want them to remain calm. And if we have the right tone, that can really help. For example, maybe the patient is anxious about waiting. I think we've all been there. So we could say, I know you're anxious, but I promise we're doing everything we can to help. Or maybe, I understand this is frustrating and I really appreciate your patience. Or maybe, we're almost done. Just hang in there a little longer and we'll have everything sorted. Well, if we use positive language that reassures the patient, they will feel better even in difficult situations.
Good. And then just it's good to work and to make the patient feel confident in the care they are receiving. So assuring them about next steps, it's important. So expressions like, for example, after we finish the test, the doctor will review everything, discuss the results with you. Or another one, once we have the results, we will create a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Or just this one, don't worry, you'll be taken care of and we will let you know as soon as possible as we have the information. All these expressions assures the patient that they are being taken care of and keeps them informed about what's coming next.
Hey, so that's great.
Forward, no, quite a few things in this section, no? Critical nursing expressions, how to manage emergency care, address patient concerns, having ensure clear communication, the key point you mentioned about maintaining a calm tone, explaining procedures, informing or getting the informed consent, and also how to reassure the patient through challenging situations. So all these strategies will help you build trust and provide better patient care. Well, fantastic, Matthew. Let's continue then, no?
Yeah, very good, very good. So we've talked about all those things. Communication is vital, and really being calm can make the difference. But in our next episode, we're going to cover explaining medications and prescriptions in English. Man, Johnny, this is going to be a must-know for any nurse or healthcare provider because it, I don't know, prescriptions and medicines, the names, I can't even pronounce.
No.
So make sure you join us for that one.
Yeah. Very good. Let us move then just to the question, no?
Yes. A comido hoy was the question. Johnny, no he comido.
No, yo tampoco, amigo. Yo todavía no he comido.
Well, listen, great answers, everyone. The correct response, if you're watching, you'll see it there. Have you eaten today? Have you eaten today? Well, good. It's a simple, clear question and very important for nursing.
So now we would love to hear from you. So, for example, what's the most important instruction you have had to give in a healthcare setting? And how did you communicate it clearly? So whether you are in the nursing area, doctor area, medical area, or any other one, just let us know. Eh? We would love to hear and read your comments.
Fantastic. So, good. Well, today we've gone through key nursing phrases. We've given some tips for giving clear patient instruction. No doubt these will help you to communicate better and even give better care.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, no, the next podcast we will be talking about explaining medications, prescriptions to the patients, and this is essential, no, for anyone working in the pharmacy or maybe on nursing.
Yeah. So don't forget to visit us at trainline.com for more language courses tailored to your professional needs, whether you're a nurse, doctor, I don't know, basketball coach, whatever
it might be. Whatever. Muy bien, Matthew. Pues ha sido un placer y recordar a nuestros amigos, ¿no? Que si les gustan nuestros podcasts, darle a suscribir. Y también que tenéis cursos y clases con cualquiera de los super profes que tenemos en Trainline para que podáis estudiar con nosotros. Bueno, esperamos que paséis un buen verano y we send you just Green, Matthew.
Hey, Johnny, take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.